Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Det här är Teach Me Sweden. Det här är en humorhistoriepodcast där två komiker försöker lära varandra svensk historia. Jag heter Erik Broström.
And I'm Jonathan Rollins, and in this episode I'll be teaching Eric,
yeah,
about an athlete, but not just any athlete, an Olympic athlete.
Och då tänker ni, vet inte Erik någonting om sånt? Nej, jag kan inget om sport.
Oh man, you'll see how little Eric knows in this episode, and you'll see how strong you have to be to make a man take your name.
Yeah, och jag har lärt mig vad sjukkamp är. Nej, men det visste jag innan. Fuck it. Okay,
let's do it.
Då kör vi.
Looked out the side of your eye. That was funny to me. What's up, y'all? Welcome, hey, everybody. Hey. This is Teach Me Sweden. It's a Swedish history pod, as we've said in the intro. And we're going to be teaching some history. I'm going to be teaching some history.
And joke about it. Vi gillar ju att skämta om svensk historia. Så det är lärande och roa oss själva. Och förhoppningsvis den som lyssnar. Och,
learn and laugh with us.
Lyssnar ni och fortsätter lyssna så håller ni med om att det är en rolig kombo.
Yes, and in this episode I'm teaching Eric, and this one was not a suggestion from a listener, but mm-hmm. You can send suggestions to teachmesweden@gmail.com.
Exakt.
In Swedish for Eric, in English for me,
mm-hmm.
And we can take it and make it something.
Mm-hmm. Det uppskattas för att ibland har man har ingen uppslag. Det här är avsnitt 101, det betyder att vi har gjort roughly 50 historier var,
yeah,
och lärt varandra. Och ibland får man slut på fantasi.
Yeah man, or you can give us some, just get the juices flowing.
Ja,
cuz we're going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Don't make me start redoing stories.
Exakt.
Cuz today we're talking about Gunnar Tengling.
Oh no. This guy who first avsnittet på Titanic.
We were talking about it before we started that was a great episode.
Yeah.
Even like it was our first time. I mean, we've potted together before on other podcasts, but
yeah,
this was like our own, and it was just so cool.
It just
so
clicked.
And fun.
Yes.
And it was like, this is a concept that is going to work.
Oh, ja, verkligen. Verkligen, so, håller med.
You can leave reviews too, to let people know that it's working.
Eller ja,
it helps
us out. Om ni lämnar en femma.
Yeah.
Det är väldigt, jag är väldigt transparent med det. Jag vill inte ha en, jag vill inte ha någon jävla fyra. Jag vill inte ha fyra. Men de borde, låt bli, hjälp oss istället. Femma. Jag vill inte ha en statistiskt korrekt Google. jag vill bara ha femmor. Snälla. Imorgon har vi 7 ettor, jag lovar.
Man,
bara för att jag sa
that
så.
That would suck. All right, let's get into it, man.
Yes.
February 2nd.
I've heard this.
In America, do you know what that is, February 2nd?
Oh, inte February Black History Month.
It is Black History.
Har det med det att göra?
No. February 2nd is known in America as Groundhog Day.
Oh! Det vet jag. Jag har sett den filmen lika många gånger som han har levt i filmen.
Great movie.
Underbar
and it's
film.
The day that a bunch of people in America dress up and wait for a groundhog to walk out and determine if the winter is going to continue or not.
Just det.
That's what we do. This
om
year,
den ser skuggan, så blir det mer vinter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, if it sees a shadow, that means that it's going to be summer. So, but if it...
Oh, really?
I think that's the way. I don't know, one or the other.
Wow.
The reaction this year is going to be, it's supposed to be early summer.
Nice.
Everybody was happy, and they're dressed up in old town clothes, like old time clothes, and it's very weird.
Yeah.
And it's very And it's in Pennsylvania too. So.
And it is in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, right? Yeah. Like in the movie. Yeah. It's there they have it.
Yeah. The groundhog thing.
It's very cute.
I know you don't do that here in Sweden, so you can't have February 2nd as that. But it's a monumental day here for a different reason.
Okay.
A monumental figure was born on February 2nd, the year 1983.
När är du född? 82?
Yeah.
Shit.
And that person's name is Carolina Klyft.
Jaså, Carolina Klyft?
Yes, she was born in Sandhult, Sweden.
Lär mig om henne, jag vet att hon hoppar.
She hopes for many things. she grew up in a place called Furuby. And Växjö.
Mm-hmm.
She has three sisters. Her father, Jonny Klyft, was an Allsvenskan soccer player.
Oh, really?
For Östers EF.
Huh.
He also played for GIF Sundsvall.
Oh.
And her mother, Inga Lil Alm, was a long jumper on the Swedish national team.
Oh, shut the front door.
Yeah.
Så att alla var systrarna?
I didn't find anything on the sisters. They were what we call disappointments.
Yes, accountants. Actors,
economists,
lawyers,
sister of an athlete.
Yeah.
No, I didn't find anything they did, okay. But the parents were like, "All right, let's cash in on this one." But
de var tillräckligt klyftiga för att välja en annan karriär.
Oh,
ding ding ding! Dad joke.
Dad joke. But obviously from an early age, she showed natural talent for athletics, and she participated in various sports, including track and field, of course, soccer, and gymnastics.
Huh.
She trained a lot. She competed locally, regionally, and she honed her skills, gained experiences in a lot of track and field. That was what she started going towards. Track and field was like, that's her thing. It makes sense because that was her mom's thing too. You know what I mean? So
Yeah.
Could have been... What type of the tiger mom?
You think of? Well, track and field is just the round thing, right?
Track and field is all of those sports that they do at those events. So the round thing, it would be for the running, but they have long jump, they have high jump.
And everything is track and field.
All of that is track and field.
Okay, cool.
I can't believe you didn't know that.
I don't know the English term for it, Jonathan.
Okay. What is it in Swedish?
I don't know.
Free idrott, right?
Oh, it is free idrott. Okay, yeah.
It's crazy to me. It's so baffling to me. I know it's just, it is what it is, but it's really baffling to me when somebody doesn't know anything about, so little about sports, man. I find it like kind of odd.
Ja, men friidrott är mycket tråkigare än fång idrott. Oh, that joke! Nej, jag har inte ens barn. Jag ska lägga av nu.
Have you ever seen a prison basketball game?
It's exciting.
Very exciting. He might get stabbed. Beep. It could turn to MMA in any minute. So that was she did get into that the track and field the most.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as she became an adult, because she was in the junior leagues and stuff, and then she moved on to doing the heptathlon, which is 7 events in one.
Oof.
You know what? I'm going to look up right now what the events are in the heptathlon. Because
7 events, gör man dem liksom på raken? Är det som en, är det som en hinderbana liksom?
No, it's points. You
get points. Of course, yeah. So when you have like friidrotts-VM, are some people doing 7 events? If there's a world championship?
Yeah, they all do 7.
They all do?
Like, all of the people in it, no. The people in the heptathlon, they do 7. People in the decathlon, they do 10. You know what I'm saying? There's different.
There's some people
that sprint. There's people that do long races. There's marathon runners. All of that stuff is.
But in the competition, one doesn't do all.
No, but you can.
But the
you
team,
have to qualify for all of this.
Yeah, stuff. Okay. Yeah.
No,
okay.
You go as one person. She competes in the heptathlon. You compete against
other
countries' people.
In 7 events.
In 7 events.
But they don't have that at the World Championship because then you just do one thing, usually.
No,
right?
You could do multiple.
What? But you don't, right? Like
she did.
What's the guy who's jumping with the staff.
Pole vault.
No. He runs and then he
pole
puts...
vault is called.
Is it?
Pole vault.
Höjd hopp.
Höjd hopp is without a staff. This is hilarious to me. High jump is without, but pole vault,
yes,
you have to stick.
Stav hopp, so.
And you stick it in.
Yeah, and then it bends and then you boing up and then you go over it. What is
that's
it that
called pole vault?
And the Swedes called, he has a gold medal.
Patrick Herberg.
No, because that was high jump. Okay. That was on my...
Oh,
my,
you, are you... I don't know his name.
Duplantis. That's what I'm calling. So he only does that. I've only ever seen him do the pole thing.
Yeah, okay.
He doesn't do long jump. He doesn't do hick.
Yeah, a lot of people do just one thing.
Yes, that's my point. I've never seen anyone, but and here she's again.
But a lot of runners do a multiple.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
The sprint, the relays.
Yeah.
Here's the seven sports for the heptathlon.
Yes.
What is it called in Swedish? Sjukamp or something like that.
Oh, sjukamp, yeah.
You didn't know?
No, but I know femkamp on Gröna Lund. So it makes sense.
I think that might be what it's called. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Yeah, sure. It's sjukamp.
They have the 100 meter hurdles.
100 meter häck.
They have the high jump.
Hey, hope. Hope.
They have shot put.
You put the shot big, put.
You put the ball in.
Oh, kula. Mm-hmm.
Then they have 200 meters race.
Yes.
Long jump.
Yeah. Längdhopp, yeah.
Javelin throw.
Kasta spjut.
Is that what it's called?
It's spjut, yeah.
Okay. And then 800 meters run. Mm. Those are the seven.
Yeah. That's the one I've seen.
And in that order, too. That's the order they do.
Oh.
But you might have seen them because they also have them individually. But then heptathlon is the people who do all seven.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool. Okay, because I've seen a Swede do the kula, and he's not doing any running. He's a big guy.
I walk everywhere.
Yeah. He's not running.
So that was that was her specialty.
Okay.
In the end, she's the holder of the Swedish record.
Yeah.
Also the European record in the heptathlon.
Cool.
And she had the 7,032 points in the World Athletics Championship in Osaka. So that was a big deal.
Well, I don't know how much is many points.
I mean, that's at least 1,000 per event by average.
The previous record was 3,000 points?
I don't even know how it's going. I've never watched heptathlon, by the way. But I've seen these individual things, but I've never watched somebody. I think it's cool that you can do all of these different things, though.
Yeah. I've never watched it, but it's on TV. It's something that it's on.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, I love the sprints.
Let it run and you're like, they're
that
jumping.
And swimming. Track and field and swimming is fantastic to watch.
No, I don't like, watch swimmers.
Hmm. Cool. Before that, she held the junior world record.
Oh,
in the heptathlon.
Mm-hmm.
So she's good.
Yeah, she's awesome.
World record, not just so.
Yeah.
The first time she broke the record was at the Junior Olympics in Kingston, 2002.
Hmm.
And then she beat her own record later, the same year in Munich. So she beat her own world record
and told her in my face.
And then she won the world championships in Paris the next year with one more point than she had won in the other. So she was killing it.
Yeah, for sure.
And she's second best all time in the world. This doesn't mean anything to you, but it means a lot to me. After Jackie Joyner-Kersee, one of the best athletes in American history.
Ah.
Jackie Joyner-Kersee had 7,291 points in the 1988 Olympics. But she had 7,001.
Oh, she's still the runner up to that person.
Jackie Joyner-Kersee was
cool,
loaded up on steroids.
Oh, so she's...
I think they were all juicing back then, man.
Oh, even Clift.
No, I don't know about her, but I mean,
so she's the best.
You can say that. You can say that. Yes, she would probably never say that because she's Swedish.
Yeah, no,
but,
of course not.
Yeah, all of them were later caught up in that stuff.
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
So she did the pentathlon. That's five.
Mm-hmm.
And when she did that one, she has the fourth best in the history. So that's really good.
Yeah.
And she's been ranked since 2002, ranked as the world's best heptathlete by the International Association of Athletics and Federation. And that's from 2002, that's the longest anybody held that that span of time.
Yeah.
As the best. So kudos to her, the Swedish lady.
That is impressive.
I'm surprised she's not on every fucking commercial. But she should be on more commercials than Zlatan is the way I feel.
Yeah, I mean, it's very impressing. It is. But what does... Vad letar hon efter hos en man? Vad gillar hon att på sig för kläder?
She likes long walks on the beach. At the age of 22, she became the youngest athlete ever to have won all five international gold medals. Olympic, World Championship, Regional,
shit,
which is the European Championship, indoor and outdoor.
Yeah. Alltså jag visste att hon vann grejer, men jag visste inte att hon vann så här mycket.
Yeah. She did the indoor World Championships in Birmingham and won the gold medal. In Athens, she got the gold medal in the heptathlon.
Was that Olympics or?
Olympics, yeah. Chris, I thought you knew Athens.
But
you don't remember that? It was crazy.
I saw when she won, but I don't remember which, where the Olympic was.
Okay.
I mean, this was, var det 94? Var det någonstans där? Vad sa du?
2004.
2004, okay. Jag såg det i alla fall, minns jag, men jag vet inte varför.
And then she competed up, she won gold again at the European Championships in Gothenburg, so that's cool.
Ha, jag trodde det var, jag trodde hon, fan det var så sent ändå som 2004. Det...
And then six, yeah. And yeah, then she stopped heptathlon in 2008 and focused on the long and triple jump.
Jaha, trestegs, shit. Det visste jag inte. Hur gick det där då?
She wanted something new, is what she said. I've been doing multi-sports for several years, and I'm hungry for something new. She needed to burn.
Yeah.
And then, but that made her miss the 08 Olympics in the heptathlon.
Okay.
It's up. I feel like they get on these athletes for not wanting to. It's like,
har man vunnit en gång? Yeah, it's like, what do you got to prove?
Yeah.
Gör det bättre! Gör det bättre! Gör det bättre själv, fan.
But no medals in the triple jump, though. But she was still knocking it out with all of it. I mean, she's a very accomplished athlete, obviously.
And also, she's almost too old soon, right? Because athletes retire early.
But she did. She, in Sweden, she's the record holder in the triple jump. 14.29 meters.
Det är sjukt. Bara för att man tar sats tre steg.
Yeah.
Så på en 14,29
meters.
Men fan hoppa 14 meter, det är ju fan vansinne.
And that was in Växjö. And this was in 08.
Huh.
She did long jump and took gold, but this was in 03 though. I don't think I mentioned that. She did that in long jump Budapest. Where she did a long jump and did 6.73 meters.
Ah, det är också long helt sjukt långt.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy athlete. Mm. She came in third in the final jump in that competition.
Jesus, oh, all right, bro.
And then she had a Swedish indoor record later in Athens. No, I'm sorry. She had a Swedish indoor record, and then later she went to Athens and tried. She went to the final in Athens.
Inomhus.
In the long jump, yeah.
Huh.
So she was doing her thing, long jump as well.
And then what happened?
She had some. I mean, later. Then once she stopped doing that, she got out of the triple jump after Beijing. I mean, after 2008, when
yeah,
she switched to focusing on that, she stopped the triple jump because she got a stress fracture.
Yeah.
Which is kind of almost like a bone injury. Basically,
yeah.
That she suffered the year before.
Mm-hmm.
So she had that. And then so it's basically injuries start happening when you get older.
Yep.
She had a thigh injury later. And so she missed the World Championships in 2009.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But then she, in 2010 in Barcelona, she competed in the European Athletics Championships. But she came in 11th with a jump of 6.33 meters.
Still, yeah, it's good. I can't jump that, but...
yeah. And then 2012 was her last competition as an elite athlete. But she didn't medal or anything like that.
What year, sir?
2012. So she's 29 years old.
Yeah, exit, retire, before still 30, like the Beatles.
She did some short distance running too, which I find more exciting. But
like a 100-meter run. Yeah.
Those, I mean, they have Swedish records, her and the team, the relay team. She did relay, she did short, she did 100 and 200 meters. But, I mean, no offense, Sweden, but... America and Jamaica.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Trinidad. The Caribbean and America is like, you could win some European championships, but when it comes to Olympics and stuff like that, it's like...
We're just there for the reference.
Just hope to qualify. Yeah. Be like four Americans in the thing and five Jamaicans or whatever.
Hur snabbt sprang de? Jag tittar på svensken så ser ni hur snabbt de sprang.
But they got a qualification. Because there was a limit of 44 seconds for the relay for four of them. And they ran 43.95. So it's not like they were a top thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the relay. But they still have a Swedish record. And they kept beating the record together. So they got better as a team, too.
Huh.
And then they got... they set a Swedish record again at the World Championship in Finland. But they didn't qualify. They didn't move on.
Hmm.
So, unfortunately. Then she decided to retire and move on into the next level of life. She married a guy named Patrick.
Is that the next level in the career to get married?
No, but she did marry a guy named Patrick Christiansen, who was another elite athlete.
Ooh.
They loving them athletes, man.
De gillar varandra. Det är såklart.
I did hear they were talking about it in the last Olympics were Tokyo, right?
Yeah, oh, sure.
Yeah. At the last Olympics, I think it was Tokyo because I did have a joke about it. It was Tokyo.
Okay.
Because they were concerned about athletes fucking, because apparently these Olympic athletes, you're in top form.
Ja, jag tänkte säga det. Du måste vara fantastisk sex.
They go, apparently they really get after it, but it was like, I think it was because of COVID that they were trying to keep people apart. And in Japan, their solution that they came up with was collapsible beds. So they thought that the athletes were going to try to have sex, that they would get frustrated and not fuck because the beds collapsed.
För man kan ju bara ligga i sängen.
And I was saying that the joke that I had was that was proof that Japan, they're not fucking over there. Because, you know, they're worried about the next generation. I don't know if you heard about that. They're not having enough sex. In Japan.
Oh, herregud.
And this is proof they're not having sex. And like, what we need to do is make the beds collapse and they'll not fuck. Like, these are athletes.
Wow. Så att alla andra kallar sportevent för så här världsmästerskap, olympiska spel. Och idrottarna, de kallar det för fuckfest.
Yeah. But she did some philanthropic things throughout her career and giving back to charities and stuff like that. And she is been actively involved in promoting sports and physical activity amongst the youth, which is very important, especially with video games and shit like that in Japanese.
Right.
So she is... she lent her support to programs and organizations focused on youth development and empowerment. And she also shown a commitment to environmental conservation and sustainability. So she's using her celebrity to,
yeah,
to help society.
Bra grejer.
Yeah.
Do you think she's rich?
Probably. Gold medalist?
Yeah, good.
Multiple medals and stuff?
Jag hoppas det.
She also did, she got into broadcasting too.
Men då tjänar man ju multum. Titta på oss två bara, va? Här sitter jag i smoking och dricker like, konjak.
Whenever Olympics and stuff come around, I'm sure they're happy to have her come on and talk about stuff. And I'm sure that's not for free.
Nej, det är sant. Det. Får säkert lite pengar.
But she did marry Patrick Christensen. And he decided, since she did better in her career, he changed his name to Clift.
Nej. Yeah. Var progressivt och smart.
Yeah.
Det är så man tjänar pengar.
So they live in Järvsö now, and they have 3 kids. And
men var är adressen?
I'm glad you asked. They live at. No, I'm just kidding.
No,
but they found they're part of a group, and they started this thing called Camp Järvsö.
Uh-huh.
And it's a big facility, a bunch of it's almost like a resort, and they have a lot of things for families, for seniors, like older people, and like athletes. And you can go, it's like an active getaway.
Huh.
You can go there and you can do stuff like yoga courses, beach volleyball, 3D archery, glamping.
What the fuck is that?
Glamping is glamorous camping.
Oh.
You probably heard of glamping. People
Yeah, it's kind you of do a, some tent outside, yeah, you build a little apartment really nice. Around there.
Stuff like that. But there's a whole bunch of, I mean, that wasn't even... half of the stuff that they have there.
Yeah.
But it's just a big thing out there, and it's out on the water, and I didn't look at the price. I should have looked at the
awesome.
Price.
Are we sponsored by them?
Yes. Camp Yaffs.
Yeah.
I hope we can get a free room.
Yeah.
She works with Generation Pep, and their mission is to help, quote, all children and young people in Sweden to have the opportunity and desire to live an active and healthy life.
Nice.
So that's another good thing. I was checking to make sure that she's still a part of it. She's still on the website as the business manager of that company. So
sweet.
There's the camp. I feel like this lady seems like an awesome freaking lady.
Jag har alltid haft bra vibbar på henne. Jag visste inte allt det här. Men jag alltid tänkt att det där är en skön lirare.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
Her kids are my kids' ages, so I don't know if they're into sports at all.
Ooh, do I hear wedding bells?
You know that crossed my mind?
It did?
That you were, yes, I was like, you know what? I wonder if my kids met her kid. But they, because, you know, maybe they be...
I'm going to send...
Just send Bash over
son, send Bash on her. My kids.
No, I don't know.
Go smooth talk them, son.
I'm just joking, man. But I mentioned the kids because I'm wondering if the kids of these two elite athletes will get into it, cause like she did. She's
Yeah. I tänkte också det, ja. En av dem i alla fall.
Gotta be. One of three. She was one of three.
Mm-hmm.
I did it. So time will tell, though. But she's still young. Still got time to make more impact, but...
Ja, hon är fan yngre än oss. Helt sjukt.
Ja. Yeah.
Vad har vi gjort av våra liv?
I got 4 podcasts. I got a comedy club.
So it's a tie.
Kind of the same. I mean, gold medal.
Ja,
got gold reserve plates at the Laugh House for people who buy front row seats.
Yeah.
That's just like an Olympic gold medal.
Exakt. Jag menar, det är springa snabbt, hoppa, absolut. Men prata så här.
We give mugs to people. I give free drinks to people from the farthest away. Come on, man. What are you doing, Carolina?
Hur många drinkar har du? Precis.
She probably doesn't even drink.
She promotes health. You promote alcoholism.
Exactly. We're the same person.
You're the Joker to her. You're the opposite.
Yes.
She's Batman.
Batman. Carolina Clift. But that's the story of Carolina Clift, inspirational and heroic lady athlete.
Thank you so much, man. Yeah. Det var väldigt roligt att få lära sig om henne.
Yeah, man. Thank you all for listening to this fun episode of Teach Me Sweden and learning about Carolina Clift.
Exakt. Glöm inte att bli Patreon. Det är jättekul. Man får ge bort pengar till oss.
Yes.
Men inte mycket. Det är en prenumeration. Det är så att, vad är det? Typ 10, typ som minst 10, som mest... I don't know. What's the limit? There's no limit.
It's cheaper than Camp Järvsö.
Exakt. So prenumerera på oss eller åk till Camp Järvsö. That's your choices.
Yeah. Yes. Teach me Sweden. No, I'm sorry. It's patreon.com/teachmesweden.
Yeah.
Yeah. We appreciate y'all. And we'll be back with more history and more other things.
Love it, man.
Yes. It's been John the Rollins.
Och Erik Broström.
Teaching you Sweden. Three.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.